we're leaving the 1950s behind and heading into the future. This week, we have The Expanse trivia, one of the best sci-fi shows I've seen in a while. It's based on a series of books that are also excellent. Strap in for 3 rounds of 10 questions each. Each round is harder than the last. If you want some rules for scoring, visit dorkygeekynerdy.com. I'm your host, Brian Rollins. This is episode 315 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. Let's flip and burn. The Dorky Round. Number 1. The destruction of which ice hauler kicks off the drama in Season 1? The Canterbury. Number 2. Thomas Jane plays what detective? Joe Miller. Number 3. What author is credited with writing the books that inspired The Expanse? James S.A. Corey. Number 4. What is the name given to the salvaged Martian gunship in Season 1? The Rocinante. Number 5. What was the name of Julie Mao's racing ship? Razorback. Number 6. Miller was born and raised on what station? Ceres Station. Number 7. Which character gave us the lines, "I didn't always work in space," and "I am that guy"? Amos Burton. Number 8. Who is the captain of the Rocinante? James Holden. Number 9. What genius acts as the engineer for the Canterbury and the Rocinante? Naomi Nagata. Number 10. Who is the Rocinante's pilot for most of the series? Alex Kamal. The Geeky Round. Number 1. The first 3 seasons of the show aired on what cable network? Sci-fi. Number 2. The final seasons of the show aired on what service? Amazon Prime Video. Number 3. Holden got the name Rocinante from what work of fiction? Don Quixote. It's the name of the title character's horse. Number 4. What is the name of Naomi's son? Philip Inaros. Number 5. Miller steers Eros away from Earth to what destination? Venus. Number 6. The protomolecule was first discovered where? Phoebe, one of the moons of Saturn. Number 7. What moon is called the breadbasket of the belt? Ganymede. The moon, like Earth, has a magnetosphere allowing things to be grown on the surface, albeit in greenhouses. Number 8. By the end of the TV series, who is the UN Secretary General? Christian Avasarala. Number 9. Before being discharged, what was Bobby Draper's rank in the MMC? Gunnery Sergeant. Number 10. Funded by the Mormon Church, what was the largest ship in the expanse? The Nauvoo, later rechristened the Behemoth. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. What language is, sort of, sung during the opening credits? Norwegian. Though apparently there are numerous syntax, grammar, and pronunciation issues. Number 2. James S. A. Corey is a pen name for what two authors? Daniel Abraham and Ty Frank. Both are producers of the series. Number 3. Amos is originally from what U.S. city? Baltimore. Number 5. What is OPA short for? The Outer Planets Alliance. Number 6. Which of Mars's moons was destroyed by Earth? Deimos. Number 7. How many seasons did the expanse have? 6 seasons. Number 8. In what year did the show debut? 2015. Number 9. What do the titles of all 6 season finales have in common? They're all taken from the titles of books in the series, Leviathan Wakes, Caliban's War, etc. Number 10. Alex hails from what region of Mars? the Mariner Valley. And we're on the float. How did you score on Expanse Trivia? Are you a Bratna or a Welwala? Sasake? The show could have gone another 3 seasons with the books. Do you think they should tackle them in 10 to 20 years? Let me know on social media or Spotify. I'll be back next week with something more down to earth. Here's a clue. What 2000s show saw a Spanish teacher trying to revitalize his school's music program? For a bit, this show was insanely popular. Test your skills next Wednesday. See you then. And in 3 weeks, it's the season 6 finale, so make sure you've studied. This was episode 315 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. If you'd like to help support the show, become a patron at patreon.com/dorkygeekynerdy. This podcast is written, produced, and hosted by me, Brian Rollins. If you're into audiobooks or are looking to have your book turned into an audiobook, contact me at thevoicesinmyhead.com. This show was released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 4.0 International License. Thanks for listening. When a U.S. expedition is attacked, 3 survivors, a professor, her student, and a soldier are saved by a mysterious vessel, the Namtsev. The enigmatic Captain Nikto elects to keep the captives aboard, requiring each of their skills for his daring pursuits. But as evidence of a rogue submarine alerts the world's navies, the captives must work together to avoid annihilation. 20,000 Kilos Under the Sea is a fast-paced adventure thriller that's described as the classic Disney adventure meets The Hunt for Red October. 20,000 Kilos Under the Sea, a modern retelling of the Jules Verne classic, written by Richard Wycliffe and narrated by Brian Rollins. Available right now on Audible or iTunes. Discover adventure and madness beneath the waves.